In 1991, Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated by a suicide bomber representing the banned separatist organization, Liberation Tigers of Tamililam, LTTE. Subsequently, 21 May was declared Anti-Terrorism Day in India. A day dedicated to promoting peace through awareness and education by conducting trainings and workshops to curb the spread of terrorism. The 1991 assassination, however, was not the first time a terrorist attack, even in the modern sense of the word, had occurred in India. The first Indo-Pak war was fought from 1947 to 1948 over the princely state of Jammu and Kashmir, marking the birth of separatist movements and militant groups in the country, regardless of alleged external support. Insurgent groups in the northeastern states have fought for greater autonomy since the 1970s. The Meenambag bombing was yet another terror attack by the Tamililam Army in 1984. A plethora of terror incidents to draw from, in particular the Bombay bombings, 1993, followed by the post-9/11 attacks, Indian Parliament attack, 2001, Mumbai train bombings, 2006, and Mumbai attacks, 2008. Across the border, Pakistan too has bled in its fight against terrorism, losing more than 70,000, the South Asia Terrorism Portal, people to terrorist incursions, regardless of whose war was/is being fought. The fallout from the Afghan conflict in the late 70s and 80s sowed the seeds of extremism. Since then, not only has Pakistan fought homegrown militant groups but faced the reality of sectarian violence and weathered the storm of insurgencies with outside influence. The sacrifices of the soldiers, the unwavering spirit of the people facing a very real threat to life and the resulting heavy toll on the economy are undisputed facts. To brand a nation that has lost countless lives, both civilian and military, to terrorism as a terrorist state isn't just insensitive, it's a blatant twisting of the truth. An example of 2009, Pakistan's worst hit year, with 2,586 terrorist, insurgent and sectarian-related incidents reported, killing 3,021 people and injuring 7,334 according to the Pakistan Security Report, 2009 published by the PAK Institute for Peace Studies, PIPS. Armed with decades of such experience, in the immediate aftermath of the Pahalgam attack, Pakistan volunteered to allow an independent investigation into the matter, a call that fell on deaf ears. The age-old blame game gives birth to patriotic fervor, which has skyrocketed post the latest skirmish in the decades-long Indo-Pak conflict. Said patriotism in Pakistan played out with an explosion of nihilistic memes and TikTok videos taking jabs at our institutions and the neighboring state machinery in equal parts. Another extreme, however, was on full theatrical display in India with calls for the annihilation of the state of Pakistan, fueled fervently by the national media itself.